Well, this morning we're going to continue our conversations with some of the Cass County Supervisor candidates. Today, District 2 candidate Pat McCurdy in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Tell us the backstory about Pat McCurdy.
Well, a little bio on Pat McCurdy. I was born and raised around Cumberland, south of Cumberland, and graduated from C&M High School. Was in the Guard 6 years and farmed my first wife. We had a business, McCurdy Farms, and her health failed, and so we moved to Atlantic, changed professions per se, had started McCurdy Investments, and kind of specialized in housing and investing in economic development projects in the county. And I've been always involved. My big thing is economic development. I've been involved in that for years, and I feel that is the future of Cass County, more economic development, you know. Our biggest challenge, I'm probably getting ahead of myself for what questions you want to ask, is our declining population. That affects so many things, from your schools, civic organizations, churches, you just go down the line. And we need to attract more people. You know, they say, oh, we got this big housing shortage. Well, I think jobs come first and housing will fill in as needed. But anyway, that is I feel that's my strength is economic development. I've been involved in it for years.
Okay, you brought it up. So how do we fix it?
Well, how do we fix it? Well, good paying jobs, I think, is a big thing. Prime example is the ethanol plant here. They hired 50 people, good paying jobs, benefits and whatnot, and had 200 people apply for those jobs. Mm-hmm. The only sad part about that is about half of these people, they didn't move here, you know, they're driving from elsewhere. But at least they're spending money here in Cass County. And that is, to me, is more, I don't know about, you know, the 500 people job, we couldn't fill that. But like they're the 50 jobs, you know, good paying jobs. If we can just get more of that. And of course, I'm chair of Cass Atlantic Development Corporation. We're working continuously on trying to get more companies to come to Cass County. Cass County's got a lot to offer. You know, it's just a wonderful landscape for one thing, and we got the lakes, and every town's got something. There's 8 towns in Cass County, and they all got something that would attract people here. We've got the infrastructure, we got reasonable rates for our electricity and whatnot, so we got a lot to offer. We've got the trails, you know, and different things, so, and that's a big thing. Recreation is huge for the younger people, well, for everybody, not just younger people. And we have all this going for us, so I feel we just need to add more. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, the urban areas in Iowa continue to grow and prosper. Unfortunately, it's at the expense a lot of times of those of us out in the rural areas, and a lot of us clustered around here are all kind of in the same boat, so it's kind of competitive, isn't it?
It's very competitive. Yeah, it's not just Cass County that has a problem. It's all of rural Iowa and the Midwest, and yeah, how do we compete, you know? We got to have something carrot, you know, the stick thing. And that's what we work on constantly at CADCO, is to come up with some incentive or whatnot to get people to come to Cass County.
Yeah, part of it is finances and opportunities, things like that financially, but it has to be more than that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, and that's why, you know, the extra, you know, little things, people don't think of. The Y is such a good example here. And the good school systems, we've got three good school systems in Cass County. And just, and safe place to live. You don't have traffic per se, which maybe that's a bad thing, you know, but there's a lot to offer, and we just got to promote ourselves more all the time. But it is. It just takes, okay, because you're competing against these other counties, what we can do to entice these people to come here rather than elsewhere.
You bet.
Yeah.
Issues with regard to the supervisor table, you know, it seems like there are a lot of issues. Some of them are kind of dictated by the state at the state level financially and things like that too.
I agree.
But there are plenty of issues that we can deal with here. What are some of the key things that you'd like to focus on? You mentioned economic development. What else is there?
Well, kind of my 3 points is being a good steward of our assets, you know, because I've been walking the streets, of course, and the number one thing people complain about, which is age old, is property taxes. You know, we need more development, more tax base, more people. And we're just talking about the same thing over again here. So we don't have to raise our taxes because, my gosh, a lot of these people on a fixed income, you know, and even $20, $30 more a year really hurts. So we got to do everything we can to be very good stewards. And I feel the supervisors are doing a good job that way to begin with. And then I would like to reach out more to try to get more resources into the county, whether it be federal, state, whatnot, you know. And anything we can tap into to help the county, I'd like to do that. And of course, I definitely am, always have been, open to listen to what people have to say. You know, maybe I won't end up, you know, everybody's complaining about something. I've been on the school board to where, you know, you don't want to say, yes, I'm going to do this for sure, because you just have to do what's right for the county and the citizens.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about some of the organizations and some of the experiences that you've had.
Yes.
How do you think that plays into opportunities with the supervisors?
Well, one thing, I think it's not the same, but it touches on some of the same issues when I was on the CNM school board. You know, you had to obviously be fiscally responsible. You hired and sadly had to let people go, and you had to set a tax rate, you know, a mill levy of what you needed. And so you had to be very concerned about, you had to keep your organization flowing, but yet you can't burden the people with such high taxes, and then they move someplace else, and then here you go, you got less people, and pretty soon it snowballs against you. So I do have that experience there, and I think that is about as close. It's not the same, but that's probably as close to a supervisor as you could get.
Well, sometimes it's the connections that you can make,
yes,
too, with folks to kind of help, whether it's just resources, whether it's just, you know, helpful information or some advice because someone else has been through it before. All those things come into play?
Yes. I feel I have several resources where I've been involved in so many different organizations and kind of see how different things operate. And if you could kind of combine those in a way to help the county, that's what I want to do.
Sure. What are you hearing? I know you've been going door to door, as candidates should. Have you been hearing back from folks?
Well, sadly say half the people aren't home when I go door to door, but the ones are home are complaining about their property taxes, which is rightfully so. But and I really haven't heard, you know, they I think they kind of want to just talk about something else besides politics. I think they're getting tired of it. I probably shouldn't say that. But to me, they haven't brought up like the landfill or anything like that. It's just property taxes, you know. Mm-hmm. And jobs, you know, especially I went to, not that many, about a half a dozen younger people that are working,
sure,
out of Atlantic and living here. And so why can't I be making this kind of money in Atlantic, Iowa, rather than have to drive? So that is a big focus of mine, is to have these better paying jobs in Atlantic,
yeah,
and Cass County.
Well, and you touched on that earlier. And with technology as it is, folks can, in some cases, work almost anywhere and just keep in touch online through the office. So, you know, there are lots of opportunities out there.
There's a lot of opportunities. And like I said, that's why I feel we have a lot going. Cass County, of course, I try to be a positive person, always have been. We have a lot going in Cass County, you know, and it's a great place to live. And like you say, you know, with the technology this day and age, you can live here and work out of your home or whatever, or just have to travel once a week. But we need the people living here.
Sure.
Yeah.
The retail base continues to decline, but we see that in a lot of counties, especially in the rural areas. That's got to be an issue that you're concerned about,
it's
too.
It's a real issue, and I'm sadly to say retail has changed. I mean, you know, it's not going to be the same, and you have to embrace technology, you know, as far as trying to – certain ones – they can go without technology, but a lot of them, they have to embrace, you know, to try to compete against Apple and these different ones, and Amazon, I mean, and it's very hard. It's hard. You just have to do something to fill a niche that people will come to your store, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's we're dealing with that, like I say, with GADCO and with the chamber, we deal with this continuously.
Sure.
Yes. Many people say Atlantic and the other towns are dying. I don't feel they are. You know, we have a lot of things going on, and we got different people looking at us all the time. And I travel around to different counties for different organizations, and they'll bring up Cass County as a prime example of a good county. You know, we're progressive, and we got, sadly to say, it's too bad the interstate's not right next to us, but it isn't, so we can't change that. We can't move our towns up to it, but it's close. We have, and, you know, with infrastructure, and we got a very good workforce here in Atlantic and,
yeah,
Cass County.
Very good. Okay. Well, give him one last shot here. Give him the sales pitch. Why Pat McCurdy in District 2?
Well, I fit Pat McCurdy in District 2. I got one thing unique about me. I've got this experience from the rural and the urban, you know, and how we have to work together, where I farmed and now I'm in business in Atlantic. I think that's a plus for me. And all the different boards and organizations I've been involved and am involved, and pretty much got a good feel of what's going on in the county, what needs to be done to make it progress forward.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Okay.